everybody.
Want to learn more about a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishing Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishing Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live to the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angelo Biola, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo at your beck and call, at your service. We will shepherd you through the outdoors this wonderful weekend, sort of, not really. We're not going to take you outside because, well, quite frankly, we shouldn't be doing that, according to the folks that know. We shouldn't be going outside except maybe to go fishing. That's the exception. I wonder how many people hate me right now that are listening to this program. Avid anglers. Well, because they're saying, what do you, just like that one letter that I received this week. I should have brought that into the booth, by the way.
What letter?
Oh, you don't know about that?
No, I haven't been in no
one. Oh, I got a nasty one this week. Oh, I got a nasty one. One of the, and you know it's particularly nasty when the person takes the time to handwrite it. Two pages. Handwritten and mailed.
Oh my goodness, he spent money on it.
Exactly. So I forgot to bring it in. It's sitting on my desk, but so as I just want, that's the tip of the iceberg. I wonder how many folks are out there right now that are pissed at me because they think I'm against them.
Yeah.
They think I'm against them now. They think I'm anti fishing. Maybe even a tree hugger. Perhaps, maybe. I don't know. Could be.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, I'm not anti-anything. I'm just all for common sense. If we are closing businesses down, and by the way, keeping with the business aspect, I have somebody on the chat board right now saying, if cottagers are being told to stay home, can I still go to a fishing resort? Was his question. And the answer to that is, by the way, that's Annan 8906. The answer to that is, well, is a fishing resort an essential business? Because if it is, then they'll be open.
Yeah.
But if it's not, the answer would be no.
That's true.
Right? So, no, you can't go to a fishing resort because they're not open. And they're not going to be open. It's not essential. Essential, essential. Life-saving, medicine, food, all those things to me are essential, and we need to adhere. We need to, you know, like I said before, we need to toe the company line on this one.
Yeah.
It's very important not to veer off the track. That's why I'm a little disappointed at Minister Yakubuski for not closing fishing. He knows that. I've told him that.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Off the air?
Yeah, he's not happy with me.
Oh.
But that's okay. I'm entitled to my opinion, and yeah. No, I'm not a tree hugger, and no, I'm not anti-fishing. I love all that stuff.
Well, you do a fishing show every single
week.
Well,
yeah, but some people forget who I am sometimes.
That's true.
You know, I'm all for fishing, believe me. But I know what happens on the 25th of April in this part of the world. I know the insanity that will ensue midnight 01 on the 25th of April on our local rivers and streams. The banks will be covered with people,
jam packed,
and there may be some well-intentioned anglers who will sort of do the distancing thing. You know, they'll look at the guy next to them and they'll kind of allow 6 feet. And no sooner will they make a cast into the water, and one or two lugans are going to walk into that space between those two anglers.
Yeah,
I know it. I know it. I could write a book on it. That's going to happen, and there's going to be all kinds of mayhem breaking loose. But anyways, what do I know? I don't know anything. Maybe? I don't know.
I don't know anymore.
This guy knows. I'm sure he knows. He knows a thing or two. And if you don't believe him, just ask him. His name is Len Purdick. He is a carp fishing aficionado and expert. And he is also the organizer of the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, which unfortunately had to be canceled because of the pandemic. Hello.
Yes.
It's a fishing event. It got canceled because of it. Anyways, my good friend Len Purdick. Good morning, Len.
Good morning, Angelo.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, but I have to tell you something.
Please.
When your wife said you have to be more dramatic, Boy, you took that really to heart, didn't you, this morning?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, maybe I did. See what happens, honey, when you say things?
Well, yeah, now they're gonna start calling you anti-fishing and, you know, dramatic, yeah. Angelo.
Yeah. Like, I'm worried about that.
I agree with you. I agree with you on one thought.
What?
That the 25th will be a real test with the trout anglers.
Okay.
Without the pandemic, in the past years, we've had issues where somebody gets too close to somebody and the fist fight starts and the cussing and stuff. So how is that going to change with this 6 feet? When somebody says, hey, please give me 6 feet here.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
I know it's and not. And that's what frustrates me, Len. I know this. You know this. I know this. All of us that love fishing, all of us that have been in those lineups and crowds on opening season, we all know what's going to happen.
Well, let's just take a look at the grocery stores today.
Yeah.
And there's flare-ups there. And there's lines there to give you 6 feet. And
right.
People still freak out. So how are we expecting this on the river? The only thing that I do hope, Angelo, is that people respect the fact that certain areas are restricted to trespassing.
Right.
Yes, the fishing is allowed, but do not trespass. Let's not put our police officers, our ministry officers, into the position where they have to so-called go down and give tickets out.
Oh, and
because
and
it gives bad name to the community of angling. Period.
And you know what, Len? And this is what I do also. I'm glad you brought that up because I can also say and vouch that 99% of anglers can and will respect the current pandemic situation when they go to that local stream. I know they will. Those aren't the people that are the problem every year. It's that 1%, right? And that's the problem.
Yeah. And that doesn't even need the pandemic. That happened, as I said, in the past years. So,
anyways,
it's going to be interesting. You might be right.
I'm still predicting that cooler heads will prevail, and we still have a few days before that happens, and I think maybe something might happen. I don't know. It's just me.
I know.
All right.
Carp angling community is much different.
Yes.
They love self-isolation on the bank.
Yes, but you're also very social people, right?
Yes.
So that's something of concern. Obviously, if it's family members or somebody that you have hunkered down with during this epidemic, then that's fine. But, you know, carp anglers are very social animals, right? They love to get together at the at their little bivvies and stuff, and that's obviously going to be an issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But if you're going by yourself, then you're
then it's great. Fishing Canada Carp Cup has been canceled, postponed, delayed, moved, whatever you want to call it. That's a tough decision. I know you agonized over it, but you know what? Good on you. Good on you. It is the thing that had to be done, and I'm sure people will eventually understand that this has nothing to do with anything other than saving ourselves from possible exposure to a virus. That's all.
That's correct.
Yep, so next year we'll start working on next year's event ASAP. Think about it. It gives us a whole extra year to prepare for the next one, so we're in good shape.
Yes.
Len, I just quickly want to touch bases with you on what you do for a living as the first on-site restoration. You guys are obviously...
Service master.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody wrote that on my thing.
Yeah.
But regardless, you guys know a thing or two about cleaning places up after contamination.
That's correct. And we get calls for hospitals, school boards, confirmed COVID-19 cases in houses and stuff to clean, businesses, some precautionary cleaning and disinfections. We work with hygienists. Which clear the place after we clean. They do swab tests and they clean them. So it's tough times right now.
Yeah.
Floods and fires still happen. So we're put at risk of going into people's homes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, mind you, all our staff is fully PPE trained. They have fully personal protective equipment, all necessary. But that doesn't mean that we're not at risk.
No kidding. Stay safe out there, my friend, during this. And the reason I mentioned that, because I didn't know that was the line of work you were in, so just wanted to make sure we brought that up. And we appreciate all of the frontliners doing their thing, for sure. Len, I will have to cut you loose. I'm running late this morning, and I apologize, but I do appreciate you. I appreciate you taking at least a little part of my side on this morning.
Not a problem. Anytime. DeLorean, we'll talk soon.
All right, my friend.
Everybody have a happy Easter.
Yes.
Under these circumstances, stay safe, be well, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, my friend. Len Purdick, carp fishing expert, and, of course, the organizer, president of the Fishing Canada Carp Cup, which just recently announced its suspension and or postponement and or movement closure, whatever we want to call those things.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Going to miss that.
What's that? Carp Cup.
Carp Cup.
It's
a
great event. Great event.